Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Bring it to the flow. I'm never gonna be done, lean on in. Now welcome to the kingdom. Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. I'm TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin, and I'm not alone. She is a pro wrestler and champion cat lady. Please welcome Sarah the Rebel.
What it do, what it do.
And today we have an amazing show. We're gonna do rapid hot tag, star of the week, have a little bit of discussion, but you know, it's all about our guest. She is absolutely amazing. She recently signed to AEW and is a badass all around. Please welcome legit Leela Hirsch.
Hi, guys. Hey. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, good. Just tired, but, you know, I'm good.
Yeah, we're all here. So let's get into it. You just got signed to AEW. You were doing matches before you got signed. So kind of walk us through, like, you know, did they call you? Were you there? And they're like, hey, by the way, you're part of the team now. So how did it all happen?
So somebody in AEW believed in me a lot. And before I went to Japan, he like had to ask me questions and all that. So I knew like there might be a chance, you know, that I would get there. But, you know, I was heading to Japan, did my stuff in Japan. Then I came back. And then honestly, like the whole pandemic hit. So I was just like, all right, it's probably not going to happen now, which is okay. And then it was, I think, right before the collective, I got the message. He was like, you know, send me your address and all that. So I did. And I was like, he told me you should be hearing from Christopher Daniels. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, like, I don't believe it until I see it, you know?
Right.
And then I'm just like, look at my email over and over again. And then I see Christopher Daniels' name. And I was like, oh, all right. So it is official. You know, I knew I would get there. I just didn't know when. So it was right before the collective. It was confirmed that I was going to do AEW Dark. So that's how it kind of happened.
That's amazing. So like you've had quite a few like really great opponents on AEW. Now that you're part of the roster, is there anybody that you have your eye on?
Everybody. I want to get in the ring with everybody. I think right now, though, I want to face Ty Conte.
That would be an amazing match.
Yeah, because she has the judo background. I have the amateur wrestling background. So I think we would have a killer match.
Definitely agree. So in Japan, when you were over there, was there anything you learned or anything new that you kind of brought back or incorporated?
Wrestling-wise, to me, was a challenge, psychology-wise. Because the psychology in the U.S. and, you know, just what we learned here, it was completely different from what they do. To me, it was kind of a struggle trying to learn their psychology and just go with it, you know, because sometimes to me, the stuff they did didn't make sense to me. And I just was like, oh, why would I do this, you know? So that was kind of hard for me. The good experience there was like the language barrier.
So I flew in New Year's Eve, literally New Year's Eve, I flew in.
And then the next day we had a show and it was a triple threat match. And I remember like just being, I was actually really nervous. Usually I'm good, but like once I met all the ladies there and they were like telling me like what's going to happen, like they were calling the match, I was terrified because I was like, oh my God, like I hope I can like understand what they're doing. And like, It was a lot. It was like overwhelming.
A triple threat match is already always a really complicated match to call, and you had to do it with in another language? Like, oh my gosh.
And we were also, like, we were on first, and I just remember, like, just trying to tell myself, like, all right, just breathe, like, you can do this, you know? So it was a really good experience, and, like, the culture, like, Japan's beautiful, you know? But wrestling definitely had, like, its up and downs. It's been my dream since like day one, like since I discovered professional wrestling. You know, people always talked about if you go to Japan, like that's an incredible honor. And it was. It was definitely tough, but definitely an experience I will never forget. You know, like very fortunate that I got to experience that.
That sounds amazing. Like maybe like both you and Sarah can answer this question. So you're wrestling as somebody where there is a language barrier. How do you communicate? Is it more like, okay, you both are good at what you do, so it happens? Or what happens in a situation like that?
So the time it's happened to me, they would just kind of demonstrate and say a word that sounded very similar to the, you know, suplex is pretty easy to understand in Japanese and in Spanish. But the real fear for me is I was trained like you can call stuff on the fly, and I didn't feel comfortable with that in another language. So what were your thoughts on it?
I couldn't do that. Too terrifying. Just like what Sarah said, in a way, like, they'll just demonstrate it, like, with the hands and all that. But I also got lucky because, like, I got put in Tokyo Cyber Squad in Stardom. And I also had Hannah spoke the most English. So a lot of times, like, I would be tagging with her. And then if the girls would call something, and I'd be like, hey Hannah, like what did they say? So she would be able to translate it to me pretty good. So I was very lucky that I had her. And then again, in times where I wasn't with her, you just had to like act it out, like, oh, you know what I mean, like go through it with the motions. And then sometimes I would just hope they would get it, you know.
Wow.
It's lucky for Japan to English because Japanese wrestling was based on what they saw in American wrestling, so almost all of the moves are called they know the American names. It's different though when you're working with someone who's a luchador, for example. Lucha develops separately in a lot of ways, so those they have completely different way. Crossbody is a plancha and things like that.
Ay ay ay! Better you guys than me. So you started off in the amateur wrestling, and obviously, you know, you're doing professional wrestling now. I think of it like, you know, back in the day where, like, you know, the Kurt Angle type thing, when he was doing it, amateur wrestling was, you know, it seemed like there's a separation. Like amateur wrestlers felt this way about professional wrestling. Now, you know, in today's age, what's the difference between the two? Or is there a lot of similarities, like when you're doing amateur wrestling and your goal was to become a professional wrestler?
I think there's a lot of similarities to it because for me, I think if it wasn't for amateur wrestling, my basics wouldn't be as good. So like in amateur wrestling and professional wrestling, footwork is like everything. So because of amateur wrestling, when I stepped into professional wrestling, my footwork was there. I picked up things so, you know, so easily. Like in amateur wrestling, we'd have to do a lot of roles. And in amateur wrestling, that's one of the most important things is to know how to roll. You know what I mean? Because God forbid, like you take a bump or something, knowing how to like roll and take the bump helps. So to me, I think amateur wrestling is very similar to professional wrestling. And I think you just have to know how to combine those two together now, which I'm still learning, you know? And I think like Kurt Angle did an amazing job with that. But to me, it's very similar. And I would tell anybody to do amateur wrestling just to learn that stuff.
Definitely. When we did the New Japan camp, we did like every day there was a section where we would do amateur wrestling. They felt that the fundamentals were so important. So real quick, I did just want to go back to Japan. So you said you got to work with Hannah. How are you doing, you know, with her passing? Did you have any thoughts on her and getting to know her for that short time?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. You know, I was in shock. Again, because so to me, I didn't know Hannah for that long, but the 3 months I spent in Japan, She was, to me, like, she was the most outgoing person. She was the first person to make me feel comfortable in Japan, like more welcoming, you know? And she seemed like a great, happy person, even in training, so outgoing. Yeah, when I found out, like, I was in disbelief. Like, the first person I called was Sumi Sakai, you know, because I know Sumi was super close with her, and she's just close with all the Japan people. Yeah, it hit me hard, because I, you know, I was very fortunate that I got to spend 3 months with being in Tokyo Cyber Squad. So it was hard, and also, like, just, like, knowing she was, like, only 23 years old. And I can't even imagine, like, what, you know, all the girls were going through, like, the people that were in Stardom. Yeah, I still can't believe. To be honest, it's still kind of hard. And it's also crazy because, like, you know, the one time I had to cancel on you guys, I recently lost somebody to suicide. So it's heartbreaking, you know?
It's very sad. And for anyone listening, if you're ever considering it, please call a hotline, tell somebody, let them know, because you can hear the emotion in our voices. People care. People you don't even think would care if you were gone. We do care. So, you know, please talk to somebody, call the hotline if you need it.
Yeah, that's a whole another conversation. Let's take a breath. So being with AEW now, is there any advice or anything that you've learned since being with AEW, that whole experience in general? Or anything, like, any, like, tidbits that you learned, like, oh, okay, this is how they do it here.
Obviously, like, being an independent wrestler, in a way, is being on TV. In a way, you kind of have to adjust. So, like, when it comes to, like, TV, you have to, like, worry about times. You have to stick to your times, you know, which is so new to me. Because when you're on independent, you just, like, when promoters say you have 10 minutes, a lot of wrestlers will be like, okay, 12, 13, cool, you know? But in AEW, like, you know, it is, you have to, like, they're very strict on times. Obviously, you have to be professional. Even though, like, AEW it's a much bigger platform, I would also just give the advice, like, don't change who you are. You know what I mean? Just continue to be yourself. Always just be respectful. Keep reminding myself just to be myself. Don't change, you know?
To piggyback on that, you know, with some other promotions, it feels like you would go to another promotion and they would want to change. Like, I can envision you being, like, this, you know, glamorous wrestler and stuff like that, but it really just seems like you are authentically who you are in AEW. So are those conversations had when you get signed? It's like, okay, well, you're signed, you know, this is where the direction we want you to go, or is it more just, you know, hey, we're cool, like, who you are is fine enough with us?
So thankfully with AEW, they are really cool with that. And also, like, I know my character, and I'm not the glamorous one. I'm not the one all about the makeup and all that. I want to be different from that. I'm not scared to speak up. Even if it's a big company like AEW, if I don't feel comfortable who I'm portraying, I can't do it then. You're not going to get the best version of me then. So thankfully, like, when I came in, they knew my character. They knew my style. And I think they wanted that too. They wanted different people. And so I know, like, being in AEW, I'm very different from a lot of the girls.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I'm all about kicking ass, just, you know, getting in that ring. You know, not worrying about my hair, the makeup, you know,
right?
The way I look is the way I look.
I love it. I can envision you really just beating ass, taking names, and like, I think it's our show, so I know we can swear, but you know, not giving an F about it. It's kind of go. I was like, can we swear on this show? It's like, you should be able to.
you had to ask higher up TK. You were like, other TK.
And that's the great thing about so many different promotions and having so many options, that as a woman, and you know, just seeing different options, seeing so much diversity, it's just absolutely amazing. So let's go to like your 14-year-old self. You saw WWE when you were 14 years old and you knew that you wanted to become a professional wrestler. Now that you are one, is this all that you envisioned? Or, you know how you get to some point, you get to that dream and you're like, some of this is some BS. Like, this is what I wanted, but I didn't want all this. So the dream versus the reality now, is it what you wanted?
I mean, so when you say there's a lot of BS, there is a lot of BS. But no, so it's crazy. Like, before I discovered professional wrestling, I thought I was going to be a soccer player. Mm. I have played soccer, like, pretty much my whole life, ever since I came here. But then, no, like, once I saw it on TV, I was like, nope, this is it. This is all I want to do. And so everything going forward, like, it was just focused on professional wrestling. And then once I stepped in the ring, like, and then once I've had, like, some experiences, it is tough at times, especially, like, when you do see the BS. And you do see how people treat other people sometimes. But that's where I feel like I can also make a difference of, like, not becoming like that. You know, even though, like, we've made it, like, even though I've made it to AW, I still have so much work to do. But again, the big thing is, like, not changing who I am. Just remembering where I came from, who are the people that helped me get here. You don't get here alone, you know, and I didn't. Yeah. So I'm always going to be thankful for the people that have helped me. And I'm also going to make sure the people that come into AEW, to treat them right, to make them comfortable.
That's beautiful. I wish more veterans, especially women vets. I think because there are less of us, you know, there's jerks who are guy vets and there are great guy vets. But because there are less women, I feel like you get a much smaller pool. And there are so many women veterans who are not using their time to uplift us and to help us like they were helped. And so it really makes you appreciate the ones who are so generous with their time and their advice and everything. So I hope you do stick to that and you help other girls, you know, the way they helped you. That's awesome.
Yeah, because like the one person that like I love in AEW, Vicky Guerrero. But she's nice to everybody. You know what I mean? Not just the top people, but people like the extras. When I watch her like talk to all the people and I'm just like, wow, like, I hope I can be like that. Or, like, I wish everybody was like Vicky. Just so kind, giving, sharing her knowledge. She's a great example of, like, how wrestlers should be, or just people in general.
Absolutely. And she has the, she could be stuck up. She's been everywhere, you know, that everyone wants to be. But we talked to her, this the previous interview before yours, and she said it brings her joy. You know, she remembers the people who helped her. And so she's doing that same thing. So I definitely awesome to hear.
So you said that you want to like pretty much run through the locker room for AEW. But in a previous interview, you also said that you love intergender matches. Is there anybody in particular in AEW or anywhere else that you're like, I will beat his ass and I will do it well and it will be an amazing match?
It's so funny because like I have that attitude towards anybody. Like I don't care like who you are. You can give me anybody. Like the one match I would love to have, even if we could do an AEW, is like John Silver. I've had two matches with him on the indies and it was great, you know? So I would love to, you know, wrestle him on a big stage like that. You know, will that ever happen? I don't know.
We have magical powers on this show.
That's true.
So, you know, just a mini suggestion. You could just, you know, do a mini promo and, you know, we just put it out in the universe and see what happens.
Oh, God, put me on the spot with promos. I'm bad with that right now.
Listen, I'll be your manager and I'll do it for you. John Silver, she's going to take you on. It is going to happen. It is going to happen on a grand stage at AEW. Boom. There we go.
Appreciate that. that would be awesome because I would be the first person to raise my hand and be like, put me in there, you know? Because I've said this a couple of times. Like, I think Wrestling Guys has helped me, like, elevate my game. You know, it's also pushed me, like, to my limit and it's showed me, like, okay, like, I can hang with the girls, but damn, like, I can hang with the guys, too. Maybe one day, you know, one day.
How tall are you again? I feel like you're not that tall.
You know, 4'11 and a half.
Yes.
Even I'm taller than you.
It's not a shot. Like, the reason I asked that, because I just want to confirm, because, you know, TV, there you could be all types of, you know, like, the reason I asked that is because you were so amazing in the matches that I see on TV. And for the height difference, like, you're kicking ass. So just seeing you at 4'11 and then some guy at, you know, 5'11 and or 6 feet, like that, and then you actually like beating them so legitimately, not like, you know how sometimes they have these intergender matches and you're like, okay, well, you know, this is they're playing, this is great. But for you, I legitimately could see it, like, if you weren't professionally wrestling, you could kick their ass on the street and I would buy into it. So that's why I'm pushing for that.
And that's the other thing with my height, you know, like, yeah, I've accepted it. I'm short, you know, but I, again, like, my mindset is that I'll kick anybody's ass. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing, is just believability, you know, everything I do, especially in that ring, I want people to believe it.
So last question for a get out of here. You are the suplex queen in the ring. What made you choose that move to showcase your power?
Well, for me, one is like, it's very devastating. And also, given my size, I feel like I can hit it with anybody, you know. And again, just coming from the amateur wrestling background, that's just a given. Like, you know, suplexes were always involved. So to me, once I like lock my hands, I just know like I can hit the suplex on anybody, anywhere, you know. That's just like the one move I'm confident with. Like, I know once I put it in, like, you're done. Like, you know, you're going to go flying.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I can't wait to see like more of you doing amazing stuff in AEW. But before we get out of here, we're going to do Rapid Hot Tags. So Rapid Hot Tags is brought to you by Goalie Nutrition, the world's first apple cider vinegar gummy. Use the code TKTrinidad5 to get your discount today. So the questions are, I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to say the first thing that comes to your mind. So the first question is, do you prefer working out at home or at the gym?
If I could work out at home, I would. But I guess the gym, yeah.
If you were to wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be?
I'm just going to say flying. Let me fly.
Fly? Okay, okay. If you're stuck on an island and can only bring one album, what album would it be?
You know, I'm going to say Queens. Queens.
Okay, okay, I'll take it. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old, which one would you choose?
Is that no?
You can choose. It's your choice.
Because at 90 years old, I want to function still. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm like, I live till 90. I just want to be hot. I could be gone.
No, because you see, I have to maintain my body right now. You know?
Right.
So once I like retire from wrestling, forget it. Like, I'm letting myself go. I want to enjoy.
That is a good point.
I want to enjoy food and life. So, but I'd rather be mentally here than physically. You know what I mean?
That's a very, no one has ever brought up that point before.
I know, because Sarah and I both would say body, but what you just said, because I mean, working out is, it's a necessary evil and I feel like you have to like it, but if you work out and you just don't have to care anymore, like, you might have actually swayed me. I might have to pick mine from now on. Like, I don't spend hours working out. Like, I think I might roll with that. I think,
yeah.
Oh man, and Emily, who is normally our co-host who picks mine, isn't here to witness TK having a change of heart. I'm gonna lie and tell her it didn't happen.
And then last question, if you were to meet one celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, it's so tough. Like, wrestling wise or just in general?
Could be a musician, actor.
You know, I'm just going to say right now, The Rock. I want to meet The Rock.
I could get with it. I want to meet him and give him some of TK's lotion. Center in, The Rock.
Right. The sexual harassment continues on the show. Thank you so much, Lila, for joining us on the show. Please tell us where, well, I mean, if you're not following her by now, you need to. Y'all been missing out. I honestly, like I said before, I love the fact that, you know, you're just authentically you. Because some people you see and you're like, is this a character or is this like, I just love that it's just you and you're a badass and I'm all for female badasses. So kudos. And I'm, you know, looking forward to seeing you more and doing amazing things. But where can everybody find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram, Legit Layla Hirsch, and then Twitter, the same thing, Legit Layla Hirsch.
So, and you are definitely legit. Again, thank you so much for coming on. We look forward to seeing amazing things. Just you kicking ass, taking names, and both male and female locker rooms. I'm just putting in the universe for you.
Thank you guys so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Well, she was amazing.
I know. I like when people see, like you were saying, when someone seems like they're a certain way and then they actually are that way, it's always like really, really nice. And we had actually been trying to get her for a while. And so the fact that she didn't just blow us off when, you know, that's what plenty of people would have done at that point, but that she kept trying means that she's a really awesome person.
Yeah, I mean, yes, trust me, there has been those situations too. Not that many, thankfully. But yeah, I definitely, you know, appreciate for anybody who comes on the show or people are watching people come on the show. It does take a lot of time on both sides. So I definitely appreciate when people come on and we respect each other's time and, you know, we just have a good time. Speaking of good time, my question is, when did you first fall in love with wrestling, Sarah?
So I remember the exact moment. So I knew about wrestling before. I knew about Hulk Hogan and everything because when we were little kids, they'd make me play Miss Elizabeth and I'd be like hanging out waiting for the winner. Yeah, it was weird. I won't get all into it, but it was definitely some stuff that should not have been happening for a five-year-old. Anyway, but I was going through channels and I loved Xena growing up. Big surprise for anyone who knows me. And I see a girl in fake leather. So I assume, oh, an Amazon, this must be Xena. You know, like one of the Amazons for Xena, it was China. And the camera pulls back and she's standing in a ring. And I was like, who is this? Because to my knowledge, wrestling had been guys. And like, yeah, it was like, okay, they were cool. But like women wrestling, my mind was blown. And so I started watching then. And that was the time where we had China, we had Luna Vachon, we had Miss Jacqueline. So it was this time where I, like, there were all these women to love and they only got a few minutes. So I'd like frantically be waiting for their time to get on. And, you know, I fell so deeply in love with it. I created a character for myself. She was Queen Bee. She was Bumblebee themed and she was a rapper.
All right. The excitement, I can tell. I could really feel the love, what the moment you fell in love with wrestling. But for me, it was because it's been in and out of my life. Like every Sundays, because, you know, I don't want to just put this on black people, but we couldn't afford pay-per-view. So
right. I never watched a pay-per-view.
Never watched a pay-per-view until like now. But you know, we used to watch wrestling every Sunday, eat popcorn and like just fall asleep. Like that was our Sundays, my brother, myself and my dad. And then again, fast forward in college, we used to have a wrestling night, but I don't really recall actually like what, like I just remember it being in the background, but it was like me and a bunch of track athletes. Like I was actually in a house with five other guys. Those are my roommates. So you can imagine. So that we had like a wrestling night, but I genuinely fell in love with wrestling and truly appreciated wrestling when I think I had told this story on X-Pop. So Austin Creed and I, or Xavier Woods, I met him when I was doing TV in Toronto and we stayed friends this whole time. He was with TNT at the time, had no idea he signed to WWE, none of that. And then one day he happened to be in LA. He hit me up. We hung out and he's like, yeah, I'm with WWE now. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, okay. And then he gave me tickets to a show and just seeing everybody, just seeing the movement in the ring, one, not killing yourself and killing other people, and then telling the story. That's when I really fell in love. Again, I'm going to make this into a drinking game. Maybe our next watch along. I fell in love with the storyline. The storyline is just like everything for me. And then the athleticism, because the general rule when you talk to people who don't follow wrestling, it's like, oh, the first question they get is like, oh, well, wrestling's, you know, fake and stuff like that. And it's like, no. There's a lot going on. And I challenge anybody, athlete or not, to go into that and then do so many different things in that ring in, you know, that few minutes and make it look good. And now you add cameras. That's a whole situation right there.
Absolutely. It's so funny that you say that because so I fell out of love with wrestling. I was hitting puberty and one of the announcers, Jerry the King Lawler, would always be like, puppies, puppies, and talk about the women like they were literally just titties with legs. It was really gross. It was really disgusting. And, you know, I'm hitting puberty, so I'm already feeling weird about my body. And then here's this man who won't treat these women like competitors. He treats them like they're there for his own sexual enjoyment. Literally, go back and listen. When you watch on the network or Peacock, he talks like he's a 13-year-old boy. And I honestly, I have a whole theory that this actually influenced some of the bad, like, society things that happen from those 13-year-old boys who grew up. But anyway, that's like a whole podcast in itself. But it made me feel so horrible and angry and mad. And then one day I said, why am I watching this thing that makes me mad? So I stopped watching wrestling. And then, like you, had little wrestling nights in college, but I wasn't really paying attention. But it was not until Xavier Woods gave me tickets to a show that I fell back in love with wrestling. I know. I'm like, that's really hilarious. We've known each other for like 3 years and we didn't know that that we both had that in common. So that's really, really funny. Well,
shout out to Xavier for giving tickets, like
making the love real.
I know, right? But yeah, that is so crazy because we both knew him, but
not the connection. Yeah, no, that's so funny. I met him at a not wrestling event at E3, and then you know he gave me my co-host tickets, my old co-host for my other podcast, and yeah, the rest is history.
That might have been. We have to cross the year.
I'm wondering if it was the same year. Was it in Anaheim? Or Staples Center?
Staples Center.
Okay, then it wasn't the same. I was in Anaheim.
Yeah, it was definitely stable because I would have never driven to Anaheim.
We did.
Xavier and I weren't super homies back then. It was just like, oh, okay, that's cool. But like, he was relatively like, oh, okay, like we can do lunch in Staples Center because it's like 10 minutes away. Too much information for you guys. It's a whole nother podcast. But not that way, but you know, you guys don't care about that stuff. But that
great. Let's talk about networking in Los Angeles, everyone.
However, quick thing just for you guys who have been like keeping up with all our content, we are going to be doing more watch-alongs. So WrestleMania, NXT, we might even slide some AEW stuff in there. So there's a lot of stuff happening. So definitely go and check all of that out. And we have our IG lives with the news every week. So there's just so many stuff. And if you want to just figure out where it all is, you can go to our website, www.talkpod.com. But I started wrapping up the show without wrapping up the show because I know we have something left because I have it right here in front of me. Star of the Week.
Women's Wrestling Star of the Week.
Star of the Week is brought to you by Label My Keys. Use code WWTALK for 50% off all orders. Today's Star of the Week is Killer Kelly. The Portuguese wrestler made her debut in 2016 and has worked for several European promotions, including Wrestling Portugal, Pro Wrestling Eve, and WXW, where she's a one-time women's champion. She made her WWE debut in 2018 in the UK Championship Tournament, and she also competed in the 2018 Mae Young Classic. She was most recently seen on Impact Wrestling, where she teamed up with Renee Michelle in the Impact's Knockout Tag Championship. We hope to see more of her on our TV soon. If you want to learn more about a star of the indie wrestling scene, shoot us your suggestion for future Stars of the Week. And don't forget, check out labelmykeys.com. Enter the code WWTALK for 50% off your order.
Thank you so much, Miss Sarah. And where can everybody find you?
In the ether. You can find me at Sarah the Rebel. Sarah's an H, is God of the Bible intended. See, sometimes y'all leave comments and you don't put an H and I don't like those comments. Stop it. I have an H. That's a different Sarah. Anyway, you can also check out patreon.com/Sarah the Rebel. If you feel it spicy, go ahead and hit up the onlyfans.com/Sarah the Rebel. Do you?
I think I've told two or three different people. It's like I definitely support my friends, but it's like, I kind of sort of just out of the curiosity, the journalists in me want to know what you're putting up on these Patreon and OnlyFans, but then $5. Also, yeah. And then also the knowing you and the possibilities. It's like, I don't know if I want to, cause I often see stuff that Sarah puts on Instagram and not like it's bad or anything. I just screenshot. I'm like, what is this? Like,
she's got a folder on her phone of me. Just my screenshots.
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I want to, because then we'll just end up having an episode where I'm tossing in then you'll lose the OnlyFans because I'm telling them about what I saw on your Only. So I don't know if it's going to be beneficial for the both of us. But definitely go into long story short, you definitely go and support Sarah on OnlyFans and Patreon. Follow her on all social media. Follow us on all social media as well. WWTalkPod on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. And then you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad, on everything, IG, all that good stuff. Other than that, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you leave those comments down below. We really, really appreciate it. We read them sometimes. But we do get to them eventually. We appreciate it. Till next time. Ciao, guys.
Bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.